Government's personnel costs are budgeted to be $363.6 million in 2020 and $373.5 million in 2021. More from Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller.
On Friday, Finance Minister the Honorable Roy McTaggart told lawmakers that operating expenditure in 2020 is forecast to be $747 million and $763 million in 2021. Mr. McTaggart says the costs are directly related to the provision of enhanced and expanded services and programs across government, including things like more funds for education, border security, and health and safety. Mr. McTaggart says in order to enhance those services, government will need more people.
Overall, personnel costs are forecast to increase in line with $28 million in planned recruitment of additional officers to enhance capacity and improve services throughout government.
Recruitment is expected in the education sector, along with new police, Coast Guard, and prison officers, as well as staff in the ministries and departments that deal with the financial services sector. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
A familiar face returns to the courts. Details from Radio Cayman's April Cummings.
His Excellency the Governor, Mr. Martin Roper, announces the appointment of Justice Margaret Ramsey Hale as a judge of the Grand Court. The decision follows an open recruitment process locally and overseas conducted by the Judicial and Legal Services Commission. Five people were reportedly shortlisted for the job, but the panel ultimately recommended Justice Ramsey Hale for the post. She will be appointed as judge of the Grand Court effective January 13, 2020. April Cummings, Radio Cayman News.
Justice Ramsey Hale served as Chief Justice of the Turks and Caicos Islands since July 2014. Her prior judicial experience includes sitting in the Cayman Islands as Chief Magistrate for 3 years and a Magistrate for 10 years. In other local news, government is set to host a public meeting this evening to discuss aspects of the cruise berthing and enhanced port project. Experts of preferred developer Verdant Isle Port Partners will join government representatives as they present the benefits of the project and answer questions and concerns surrounding the initiative. Today's meeting is at 7 p.m. at Mary Miller Home. The project is the subject of a people's-initiated referendum scheduled to take place on December 19th. That is your latest local news. We now turn to the BBC with a check of international news. That's it for me. From Radio Cayman's newsroom, I'm Shanda Gallego.
BBC News. The Israeli leader Benjamin Netanyahu has warned there could be a protracted flare-up of tension with militants in Gaza following Israel's killing of a senior Islamic Jihad commander, Baha Abu Alata. Throughout the day, clashes have continued along the Gaza border. Schools were closed in parts of Israel as more than 150 rockets were launched from Gaza in retaliation. There have been violent clashes in Hong Kong between police and students at a university campus. Protesters erected barricades at the Chinese university and threw petrol bombs at the police. Officers fired tear gas and rubber bullets as the unrest continued after nightfall. Spain's socialists have signed an agreement with the hard-left United Podemos bloc to work towards forming a progressive coalition government to resist the far right. The acting Prime Minister, Pedro Sanchez, said the deal should last for 4 years. There have been long queues outside banks in Zimbabwe as people try to get their hands on new banknotes after months of cash shortages. The government says the introduction of the money should help control inflation, estimated to be around 300%. Nigeria's State Security Service has fired shots to disperse a crowd of protesters, calling for the release of the detained activist Omoyele Sowore. He was arrested in August during anti-government protests. Bolivia's former president Evo Morales is flying into exile in Mexico as the Bolivian parliament prepares to decide on an interim leader. The Senate's second vice president, Janine Añez, is likely to be chosen to replace Mr. Morales. The opposition Labour Party in Britain is reported to have been hit by a second cyber attack after an earlier one on Monday. The attempts to force the party's web services offline have been described as unsophisticated. BBC News.